Hey everyone, it's Ben. Pandemic life is not easy. It's raising new challenges that scale to our stations in life. And today, in this extra edition of The Secret Room, a snapshot of life inside the pandemic.
I'm lucky enough to have a job and go into work every day, but I'm unlucky that I have a job and I go into work every day. I work with the public, I work in the grocery industry, and I have been in the grocery industry for over 25 years, and I've never, ever seen anything like this in my entire life.
My life was turned upside down by unexpected health issues 2 years before the pandemic, and I felt like I was just making progress when it struck. The stay-at-home order is kind of sadly similar to much of the last 2 years. And I guess now I have the added worry, though, because other people are in the same boat, I guess.
It's the craziest, scariest, well-maintained thing I've seen. The way the workers work so hard at keeping themselves healthy, how they work so hard and overnight to keep the store stocked for the customers. We even have plexiglass as barriers when you check out to help keep us safe. And I know some of you have been laid off and aren't working, and you're in my thoughts and prayers.
I just worry constantly because most of my best friends are in the healthcare field. They're OBGYN doctors and nurses, and I even have a close old friend that is in Tripoli, Libya. He delivers sick babies in the NICU there, and that country's now, it's not only war-torn, they've had their first cases. I guess basically I just hope people will stay home and follow the protocol and help to get this over as soon as possible.
Hi, Ben. It's Dahlia and Vivian.
Hi, Ben. It's me.
Today, of all days, I decided I would do some groceries for my grandmother, who lives an hour away. And I went to pick up her laundry, and because I'd gone to the doctor that same day myself for a checkup after my ear infection, I didn't go in the house at all. I just said hi to her from the porch through the screen door, and it was a little interesting. She wasn't upset, but she was kind of like, what the hell are you doing outside? Well, she doesn't sound like that. My grandmother's not like from the South. She's Puerto Rican, so she's the same phrase, just think of in Spanish. ¿Qué te vas afuera? Like, I'm not going inside. So, yeah. Things are different.
I've been living in Philadelphia for the past school year, long distance away from my daughter and my husband, who were in Los Angeles. When the pandemic hit, we didn't know what was going on. Everything was uncertain. Were they going to close borders? Were they going to cancel flights? We had no idea. So we made the really difficult decision to uproot my life basically immediately. And I had to move my cats, I had to move my furniture and myself and get everything to Los Angeles within a 3-day period.
I've always wanted to work from home, but not like this. COVID-19 has created a different way of living that I don't want to get used to. It breaks my heart that there are over 400,000 unemployed in my state. My mom and siblings are included in that number. I've watched my community come together to better support those in need. I've donated a sewing machine to someone who can actually use it so that she can make face masks to help with the short supply.
It was extremely difficult, extremely stressful. I left a lot of people I cared about on the East Coast, but at the same time, I got to be reunited with my daughter and my husband.
The whole situation is stressful, and it's hard not to watch the news nonstop. But if we can all appreciate what we do have right now, our health, family, friends, pets, and loved ones, normalcy will resume.
I work in the medical field, and under most circumstances, my job would be recession-proof, but as we have come to find out, it's not quite pandemic-proof. Our company has furloughed everybody from the bottom to the top to try to keep the company solvent while we're essentially just waiting. In the meantime, my wife and I are just enjoying time at home with our little toddler, and we're doing lots of video chatting with our family who don't live in the house and our friends who are near and far away, just so we don't feel quite so isolated.
Within our close-knit family and friends, 7 of them have already lost their full-time jobs. Even in our neighborhood, if we're going to the store, we let everyone know in case they need something, something we can pick up, anything to cut down on the foot traffic. And we got to help each other out. Another way, we make sure we listen to podcasts. One of my favorite, Secret Room.
I'm also taking time to get some certifications with my extra free time at home to hopefully open up my career possibilities a little bit more after this whole situation is behind us. We're trying to spin this negative thing into a positive thing as much as we can, and we're just trying to forge ahead the best we can.
G'day, Ben. I've just been staying indoors now, washing my hands on a daily basis now, which I probably don't have to do, since I've just been staying indoors now. Sitting in different corners of my house for a change of scenery. So yeah, nah, it's been pretty good, pot on.
Okay. I am not the kind of person who has games on their phone. I really don't. I have like none.
I've found myself more connected with my friends in one way because we've been FaceTiming more, and I've been FaceTiming with friends that I otherwise wouldn't be.
So due to this recent stay-at-home order and the pandemic that brought it on, I have managed to download all of my favorite games onto my phone, and I stay in bed for like an extra hour and a half listening to podcasts. And yes, specifically The Secret Room Unlocked. And just playing my favorite phone games until I beat my own high score. It's kind of embarrassing, depressing. It's sad. I miss going out. I miss other people.
Maybe some of you can relate to this, but I have seasonal allergies, and I feel like I cannot even sniffle in public or clear my throat without someone giving me a dirty look or thinking that I have COVID-19. But yeah, so I've been keeping my sniffles to myself and dealing with spring if I decide to take a swing around my block.
I really miss the regular level of crazy at work instead of this pandemic level of crazy where everyone has lost their ever-loving minds.
2 days before the shelter-in-place order came down in California, I put an offer on a house and tried to buy a house during a pandemic, and yikes, it has been
even more difficult than it otherwise would have been.
I just heard from my friend that her grandfather has the coronavirus and he's in the ICU.
After my son complained about having a cold and a stuffy nose, I noticed a tickle in my throat one evening, which turned into a cough the next day. And by the end of the day, by the late afternoon evening, turned into a high fever. I checked my son, he had a high fever too. We went to the emergency room and were admitted into the hospital, into the emergency room area, and tested for COVID-19. The following couple of days, I had flu-like symptoms with aches and pains, but that's about the worst of it.
In late spring of 2009 in Southern California, I had a fever of about 103 degrees and diarrhea and vomiting every 20 minutes to an hour. I had extreme weakness, and I could hardly stay awake for more than just a few minutes at a time. I got on a plane at LAX about 10 hours after I started showing symptoms.
I've had the virus for at least 3 weeks now.
At least 3 weeks now.
I was tested about 2.5 weeks ago. I feel very fortunate that I've only suffered from high fevers and feelings of weakness, physical weakness, and maybe flu-like symptoms the first couple of days, feeling aches and chills. Having my son around the whole time has been a great support for me and companionship as well. And I've been most touched by the support of family and friends and who reached out and shown their love and called me and texted me and even sent me things, brought me food, sent me cards and a book. It's just been an extraordinary time. I just wish everybody would be safe and stay in.
The next morning, there was an announcement on the news of an outbreak of swine flu in Southern California. I was 17. My parents just died, and I was going on that plane to go live with my aunt. I didn't have any legal say whether or not I should have gotten on that plane, but I feel heavily responsible for the spread of swine flu.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Be vigilant.
A dear friend of mine lost her nephew recently, possibly to corona. When he struck a high fever last week, he was airlifted from his small town to a city hospital 2 hours away. He was hooked up to a ventilator. He didn't make it through the night. His body will be tested. He was 23 years old. There are so many challenges in this new world that we've come to know so quickly. If you can stay at home, you're lucky you can do the best thing to slow this pandemic. If you're an essential worker, thank you for providing. If you're a medical warrior on the front lines, saving lives and beating the beast back, I salute you. Wherever you are in this world, and whatever your station, do not think that you are immune, because if this virus has not reached into your life, it can become incredibly real, incredibly fast, if it does. So wash and distance and educate those people who don't. Be the example. We can do this together. Put on. Raphael, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Ben.
What is your job?
I am a nurse. I am in Scotland.
Can you tell me what it's like?
Well, right now it has taken us, really everyone, by surprise. I don't think any system in the world was ready for this. A beautiful thing, we are developing compassion towards others. We are valuing what we have as society. It's difficult. We are adapting our systems, our ways of working, our ways of living. Obviously, when you see everyone needs to stay at home, needs to self-isolate, you're worried about your loved ones, but at the same time, you're very worried about your job and what you are doing to protect others. It's beautiful to see the unity among colleagues, among doctors, among nurses, trying to work united for that. And we have had a beautiful, people demonstrated that they value our contribution by the clap at 8 o'clock last night. And it felt so well being part of an amazing team that is the NHS. I don't know, you know that we have National Health Service and we are working very hard to protect our population and to save lives. And everybody went out to their windows and they clapped, demonstrating that they recognize our function, our effort. And it felt so amazing.
Oh my gosh, everybody pulling together.
Yes. And I think we need that as a society. I think really need to understand that we need more than just a new phone, a new car, that we need to smile to each other, that we need to ask to our neighbors, are you okay? And if it's possible, now we cannot get too close.